You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
I'm a true believer in following my gut feeling. In fact, every time I follow my gut on any important decision I need to make, whether it's about a personal or professional, the end result seems to always turn out as I hope to, you know, and maybe even better. But although it doesn't happen that often, when I don't listen to my gut, my core, my second brain, I call it, and a lot of the doctors are now understanding that more often than not, I don't feel good about the outcome. And it puts me in a state of anxiety. So I'm really excited to welcome our next guest who is here to explain to you that, you know what, your gut feelings are truly real. Let's welcome Dr. Emeryn Meyer, the author of new book, The Mind-Gut Connection, How the Hidden Conversation Within Our Bodies Impacts Our Mood, Our Choices, and Our Overall Health. Thanks so much for being here, Dr. Meyer. Now, how does our gut affect our mental state and vice versa?
Probably the best way to answer this question is just imagine your gut being not just a tube that is concerned with digestion, but it's a very large surface with a lot of sensors that monitors everything that goes on in your gut. So the size of that surface is about the size of a basketball court. You have hundreds of thousands of cells there that all have the ability to signal to the brain in response to things that go on within your gut. Digestions, microbes, food components, contractions, spasms of your gut, all of this is being fed back into centers of your brain that we call like limbic centers or emotion-related centers that you may perceive consciously if you pay attention to them, but in the majority of cases, you wouldn't perceive them as something directly coming from the gut or from inside your gut, but you have that sense of an intuitive feeling, what people call a gut feeling.
So, you know, the connection between our brains, our brain and our head, and the brain, the second brain and our gut, it's very, intricately connected, as you're saying. So not only is it about the nerves and the nervous system, your autonomic nervous system and all that, but we're also talking about the senses, our sensing, because of our emotions. So you believe that we can get in touch with our senses far greater by connecting to our gut, right?
Well, I think the first step is to realize these intricate connections that go in both directions. A lot more information going from the gut to the brain than from the other way in the other direction. So the realization of that phenomenon and that your gut and the nervous system that's in your gut, you can almost think about them as an extension or as a component of your emotional or emotion generating part of your brain. I think that's sort of the most important thing. People don't realize that. They use that expression, you know, I have a gut feeling, but they don't really think this is a real thing. And the second thing is to learn to listen to it. So there's various strategies that people have been using. There's various meditative practices. Probably the most common and most well-known practice right now is this mindfulness-based stress reduction, where you learn to listen to signals that come from your body, including from your gut, rather than just suppressing them and going on with your life and not knowing where these signals come from that influence and color your emotion. There's other things like, you know, there's the yoga practices, the whole various techniques to focus on your chakras. So there's a big chakra over your belly that, clearly represents that center within your gut that plays a big role in communicating with the overall, within the brain-gut axis. And and also clearly it has to do with what you eat. You know, if you eat a lot of food with high animal fat content, it will definitely change the these gut sensations that reach your brain, the system will become more sensitive, and you'll become more uncomfortable. Even though, you know, these meals are very tasty when you eat them, but if you like half an hour later after you finish your dinner, you have this lousy feeling in your stomach, and it makes you overall feel bad. So I think the realization, the learning to focus on it, and then paying attention of how you feed that system, you know, what you put into it.
I think that, thank you for that answer. I think that the gut is like the last frontier, meaning like it's an area that we know nothing about still, and there's so much new science coming out. And the one area that I really am interested in is what's called psychobiotics, where there are specific probiotics, bacteria that live in our gut. I mean, we have a completely humongous community of bugs in our gut that we know really little about. But there's a new phenomenon, a new area called psychobiotics, where they're looking at the bacteria, the researchers looking at the bacteria that are in our gut that actually will affect the way we think. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with that. Is that what's in your book as well?
Yeah, there's several, you know, this is discussed in several chapters. It's clearly an emerging area. I would say we have to be careful. Most of the data so far comes from, very impressive animal studies, many done in mice. And, there's dramatic findings that have been reported from those studies, how the microbes can affect, or change in the microbes can affect your anxiety, or the anxiety-like behavior of these animals, or depression-like behavior, even your personality trait, in quotation marks, some of these mice being more outgoing, others more sort of introvert. So the big question is, what bigger role does this play in us humans? We have a very different brain. We have a very complicated brain that is has parts that do not exist in these animals, in these experimental animals. So I think the possibilities are fantastic, and are the kind of possible directions this field could take are really mind-boggling. So that you could, instead of taking an antidepressant, the Prozac, you would just feed your gut bacteria, or ingest a probiotic, or even do a fecal microbial transplant. So that is, we're still quite a ways from that. I think conceptually and from animal data, we know this is in theory possible, but how much of that will actually transform into really meaningful and significant changes in the human emotional life, that will have to be determined.
Right. I mean, there's no doubt that we just need to have more research on it. But I mean, I know of, in fact, many individuals who've actually gone through fecal transplants because it has been able to help them with their psychology, their mind, the moodiness. But more importantly, some of them who've been obese can actually start losing weight after the fecal transplant because their bacteria in their gut are different, and it changes the way you actually absorb nutrients and macronutrients. It's a fascinating field, and I'm so excited that we're talking about it here. Your book is available on all bookstores as well as Amazon. You can also go to emerynmayer.com, and that's M-A-Y-E-R.com. So appreciate it. Anything else last minute you want to say before we leave?
Yeah, I would say, if you read my book, you'll see a very careful summary of the latest science in this with very practical implications for both health and the various diseases.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Mayer. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD.